only on Duo. Entertainment for you.
Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text in any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by Katrina's Tattoo. It's a dove. How original. But in all seriousness, now Katrina has another animal that will be constantly trying to escape her presence.
Host!
And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
Awful.
Why am I awful?
You failed.
Well, first of all, no one knows what you're talking about because it sounded great.
It always sounds great.
Perfect.
No one is none the wiser.
I'm sorry that I am a time wizard. Okay? Can I help that I am a time wizard? Absolutely not.
No,
do I wish that I wasn't a time wizard? Of course I don't. I always want to be a time wizard.
Anyway, so what is this?
This is the time we do a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that show called?
I don't know, Katrina. It's apparently called I Skip Every Other Week Show. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's pretty much
that's
how
what
it
it's called.
We knew this would happen.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Well, yes, we are.
I have to get back into a rhythm.
What's our rhythm? We don't have a rhythm.
We don't.
How does that work?
We're like a jazz band, but
that?
One that doesn't play any shows because we're bad.
Yo.
Welcome to On the Internet. It's the show.
That's on the internet.
Do I say that?
You do.
You always
say
that.
Oh my God.
Let's try it again.
Oh, that's awful.
From the top.
Okay.
Welcome to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the internet.
That was just as good. We'll fix that one in post too.
Okay, totally.
We'll all be time wizards.
Yay.
It'll be
lovely.
Great. This is episode 14. It would be episode 16 if we weren't massive failures, but we are. So it's episode 14.
It just means I stay around a little longer.
That's right. Another 86 episodes until we have to change the name of the show and Katrina starts all over again because she can't escape.
Yeah, basically.
And it's a new episode. It's February 27th. If you're listening to this on demand, which you shouldn't be, because there's no excuse to not watch live. You can watch us live. Hola. We worked really hard, and by we, I mean mostly me. Cameron did get on the floor.
Yeah.
So I guess we worked a little hard, but
that's kind of where he's used
to. He was laying down, so where I was pointing was in his face.
Yeah, he's on the floor anyway, so I don't know if he really minds. But anyway, watch us live. We worked really hard to get these cameras back up and running for you.
It's true, like an hour.
Yeah, and so, watch us live. We're live every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Pacific time.
Blah, blah, blah.
So basically, after work on Wednesday, just come watch our show, because there's no excuse to miss it. No excuse.
Miss it.
Hey guys, you never let me live anything down. Yeah, I'm going to edit that out too. So today on the show, we have like basically 2 weeks worth of prep. We got tons of stuff. The Oscars. That's what I forgot to write on here. Politics.
Oh, yeah.
Because we want to talk about politics.
I honestly feel like we should just do like a double show, like a double whammy.
We wouldn't leave here till midnight.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could wear the same clothes 2 days in a row.
Yeah, we should just leave them wanting more. And we should... we got the Oscars. I'm kind of mad that everyone's offended, which, yes, I see the irony.
That makes sense, because you were upset because you actually liked the winner during the Grammys.
Yep. That's 2 weeks ago, though. It's old news.
Not to them. This is the first show where they've listened.
No, we did a Grammys episode.
I know.
Yeah.
But they haven't heard anything since then, so it's still news.
Oh, okay.
It's still new.
I see what you're saying. And then, of course, we could talk about why you missed last week and
we're currently driving.
We're going to have to get with that.
Like my grandma status.
We always have grandma status, Katrina.
Twofold.
There's a very sensitive topic that we have to talk about one of our biggest fans.
No.
We have to really get into that, I think. And then, of course...
I forgot to write that down.
You now have ink on your arm. You know, and then I've got some really great news stories. I have every Starbucks beverage menu or every Starbucks item ranked from, you know, best to worst. I don't know why I'm writing it down.
I don't either.
And then I've also got like the winner of the Westminster dog show.
Ooh.
It was a Regal Beagle.
Regal Beagle.
Well, that's the end of that topic.
Got people are outraged because 50 Shades of Grey played right next to SpongeBob at a drive-in.
Oh, no.
That was a pretty good one. Reddit's limiting nude photos. Mein Kampf is being allowed to be sold back in Germany, so I'm sure that'll be good for me and my people.
I own that book.
That's a lovely one.
Portland's pretty ingenious in how to get electricity. Bald eagles no longer endangered, so we can shoot them and eat them now.
That's not true.
America!
That's not true. Someone shot one just like a couple months ago here in Kansas.
And did he eat it?
I don't know. They couldn't find the guy.
I heard they were delicious.
They couldn't find the guy.
Alaska now allows weed. I got the full list of the Razzie Award winners.
The what?
Which is the opposite of...
yeah, it's the worst movies of the year.
And then I've got this creepy list of Emma Watson as every Disney princess.
It's terrifying.
So we can look at that. And then I think I've got like a couple more in here. You're offended. Oh, Apple's going to start building cars.
Stupid.
And Starbucks is going to stop selling CDs. And those horrible JNCO jeans. Are coming back. Oh, and you remember the JNCO jeans?
No.
The big ones with like the huge bell bottoms from like the 90s.
Oh, like the 90s pants.
Yeah,
it's like
huge. Those are coming back.
The one, okay.
And Little Caesars came out with a bacon wrapped deep dish pizza.
That. I also saw a funny
Pinterest. We are killing
Pinterest
ourselves
about it.
Slowly. Not slowly, immediately.
If you eat one of those bacon wrap pizzas, you are pretty much going to die.
Cardiac arrest.
I think
like
that's a fact.
There was a Pinterest about that one that said, go eat your like bacon wrap pizza, you fatty, and then masturbate with the grease on your hands and then feel really bad about yourself. And it was kind of funny.
It's true though. I mean, that's pretty true.
It was really funny.
So where
you guys
you
read
start?
Some weird stuff.
Well, fun fact. Yeah. So on the car ride over here, I was listening, I don't know, it was a commercial. But the
something Duo does not have. Please subscribe.
So it said that the lead in 50 Shades of Grey,
Jamie Dornan, yeah.
His wife told him that she didn't feel comfortable with him being a sex idol, so he opted out for the rest of the series.
He's been a Calvin Klein underwear model his entire life.
I'm just saying. That's what I just heard.
All he's been doing is saying, look at my junk, look at my junk,
ladies. He has backed out of the rest of the series because his wife told him.
Maybe he watched his own movie.
That he was like contracted and I don't know. There was
like a big controversy.
I don't think it was a big controversy. I just don't think he's actually going to be able to back out of it.
Oh,
this
well,
is a really
we'll
beautiful
maybe,
looking way.
Maybe he tried to appease his wife.
I don't know.
We'll see. I feel like she should have known what she was getting him. She should have known what he was getting himself into with the first book. With the
we
first
do,
one.
We do talk about that.
Shut up. I get things across.
Yeah,
I
could use a little bit more volume on my car machine, please. I know it's like cranked up all the way anyway.
Anyway,
but.
Okay.
We
so where do we want to talk?
Last show, didn't we?
Where do you want to start?
I don't. I mean, let's just start with what happened last week.
Oh, last week was the pits.
I mean, we can only talk about that one thing. Matthew, take this away from me. I can't. I need to look at it. Put it over there where I can't reach it.
Put it in the window.
Because I keep playing with it, and I'm going to reset it. No, you can put it all the way at the end. I can read it. They're big block numbers. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I just keep playing with it, and I keep wanting to push the
Stop
buttons,
it.
And I'm going to... Why are you hitting me?
Because I want to tell a story. I don't care moved it. No one wants to know about that.
Go.
Okay, so last week, I was on my way to work, and it's like a 45-minute commute, and I'm right outside of town. I have to cross a double highway to turn left. And my car stalls out and almost didn't, like, it stopped, but it almost didn't make it to the stop sign. And so then I was like, oh, this could be bad. How am I going to get through the intersection? So I get through the intersection just fine. I call Dad and I was like, hey, Dad, my car just stalled out. What does that mean? And can I get home? He's like, well, I don't know. You'll just have to figure it out. I'm like, okay, cool. So I get
Thanks
off.
For that helpful
I know.
Tip.
I was like, thanks, Dad. But, I mean, anyway. So when I get off work at 4, I could smell a little something in my car.
What did you just eat?
I hadn't eaten anything.
Was it from your exhaust?
Probably. I don't know.
Okay. Matthew gets what I'm saying.
I realized what you said after the fact. Anyway.
I'm talking about your butt.
I know.
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
I'm slow. I'm not stupid. As I'm like.
I'm not stupid.
We talked about that last show, didn't we?
So anyway, I get in my car. I start it and I get ready to go and I'm going and. I smell something, but I was like, I'm just being a little hypersensitive because my car stalled out this morning. No big deal. Let's just keep driving.
I'm sure that stall was a complete coincidence.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
my logic, too, so don't feel bad.
So my car was acting just fine, and you guys will get this. I was over on Sunset, and I was going to go by the church because with it being Ash Wednesday, I was going to see what time the service was, so I was going to go to that and then come to the show afterwards.
You know, every day is Ass Wednesday to Cameron. Isn't that right? Yeah, high five. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so as I got to the stoplight, I could hear my car I can't explain it.
Can
I
you
just,
make the noise?
No.
Come on, let's hear it.
I want to hear it. It was more of a feeling. I could feel that it wasn't quite right.
I want to hear you make the noise.
I will later. So I'm not. Like it's not at the point where it's making noises right now.
Okay.
So I go through the intersection, and just as I get through the intersection, there's this little hill on Sunset right
Yep.
And just as I get through the, thankfully I made it through the intersection, but as I'm going up the hill, I just see this like. and then I pushed on my gas and it revved up and I watched my RPMs go way past four and then come back down and my mileage continued to go from 30 miles per hour to like 20, 15, 10, 0.
Yeah, that's not good.
So I was like, shit.
Thankfully, so you just weren't going anywhere. There was no gas at all.
Nope. So I put my car in park and then put it back in drive. And then I kind of rev the engine, and then I did it more slowly. It's like, well, let's find this like happy moment. Like, is it going to be really hard? Is it going to be really soft? Or in the middle? So
we were talking about your car, Mark.
All of the above.
Okay.
So
how do I not have a car noise on this?
You do.
I mean, okay, I now understand what people say about me, that I'm obsessed with animals. I'm looking for a car noise, and you know what I have? I have a bear. Why is it not working? Is it down?
Okay, look at the volume on the bear.
Okay, I have a bear.
You dumb.
Okay, I have a duck.
A bird duck.
Yeah, it says bird duck. Like, it's not self-explanatory.
You have a pig
rotten D. Hey, I'm working there. I got a cat hissing, which doesn't sound like anything, so no, that'll never be used. I got a cow. I got crickets.
That one.
Now, crickets, in my defense, are a necessary radio station.
Yeah. And cow.
Okay, and then, I've got a dinosaur scream.
But you have used that before.
It sounds like a TIE fighter. Cameron's absolutely right. And then I got the dog barking, and then a pig, and then an elephant.
I didn't even see that one.
And then I got a horse, which I have on the other board, by the way. I don't need it on two of them. And then I have a swarm of bees.
You have used that one before.
Which I do enjoy. And then I have a sea lion, and then a sheep.
Yeah. Sheep.
Of course, that's it. I have all of those animals and no car noises.
You have a car. You just can't find it.
No, I don't. You it's do. All animals.
You've used it. No, maybe it's just the car horn, the little like beep beep.
I don't even know if I have that anymore. I'm on I'm on the only board that has FX.
FX.
That's Cameron's. Well, I guess from now on your car will be represented by a sea lion.
I mean, that I'll take that.
Or, I can see you in
like
there.
It sounds like it's dying.
You're like pressing on the accelerator.
No,
kind of works.
It's more like a broken bicycle.
It does. Is it going to be a swarm of bees?
No. Okay, so can I finish my story?
I just picture Katrina's car like sliding down the hill. It did not move into traffic.
To be fair, it just stopped. It didn't roll.
I mean, that's much safer, but I'd like to picture it.
But there are cars around you.
Thankfully, there were not. I think maybe one car passed me.
Yeah, this was like
was
the one time
out.
Of day where there's no one on Sunset. You found it.
It was 4 o'clock. There should have been people on Sunset. They're everywhere else around town.
It's like God was outside the church on Ash Wednesday.
I was still a block away from the church. I could see the church, and I was like, just let me get there. Just
okay. Anyway. Well, God's pretty big. Maybe
anyway, so
there.
Yeah, God is everywhere. Yeah. So. I call my dad, and I finally get my car to kind of move. And so, anyway, I'm just going to turn this way.
What's happening right now? Are you
and Matthew
out?
Just had, like, a super secret, like, eye conversation,
we
so I'm just going to kind of,
anything.
Like,
I'm just sitting here. We're on the radio, so anyway, and you just shut up
so
and turn?
Katrina, finish your story.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
I called my dad, and I told him what was going on as I finally get my car to move.
Cameron just mocked us.
I know. Stop it.
Like yours is so much better.
It's not. That's the problem.
Are we done?
Katrina,
I've been waiting for you this whole time.
So I finally get my car to go, and I'm driving it over to Firestone, and it stalls out. Okay, so this was the biggest pet peeve. So
how were you getting your car to go?
It finally would go, but it wouldn't go past 35 miles an hour. And then every once in a while,
was it stalling? Was it getting flooded or something? Like, I don't understand why it just stops going at all.
I don't know either.
Okay.
But my biggest pet peeve was as I was on Fort Riley Boulevard trying to drive my happy car over to Firestone. Everyone was past me, which I completely expected. I had my hazards on, even though I was going 30, because it would drop down to like 10.
You never know. Oh, look. And then, oh my God. Perfect.
Exactly. I had this one freaking dumbass who I'm going to just call in a Saturn. He was in a Saturn or something. He was literally right behind me as I was going like 30 and then down to 10 and going 30 and then down to 10.
He wouldn't pass you.
No, and there was no one around but him right behind me.
What's his problem?
You're like, I have my hazards on.
Maybe he wanted to see if you were going to break down and he could help a lady in need. What were you wearing that day?
I don't remember.
If you got into his car, oh, I got to write that down.
So
the potatoes and
point being, I finally turn off by Aldi, so Highway 24, and he continues to go straight. So I'm hoping that's when I'm like, okay, he didn't want to help me. He's being a jerk.
Yeah, he's just being a jerk.
And needless, long story short, I get to Firestone. And I was like, hey, I think my transmission went out. Is there any way you could fit me in, or what I need to do? And they're like, we do everything but transmissions.
Oh, everything really? But transmissions.
Okay, thanks.
Of course
like,
they do.
It's like McDonald's being like, we serve everything but hamburgers.
And I was like, well, so you can't even look at it. And they're like, no, we don't have time. We don't have anyone in here. Da, 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 da. Okay, cool, thanks.
That'll be $700.
So I left my car in the parking lot. My dad came the next day and with a flatbed. We moved it, and my mechanic is fixing it currently. He called my dad last night, two nights ago. And at first he thought maybe it was just like a pump or a vacuum in the car.
Well, there's definitely a pump in the vacuum when it was going to Firestone.
So.
I meant you.
Yeah. So anyway. And Roger, the mechanic, he drove it around
Roger.
A while.
Of course, his name is Roger.
And he was like, well, yeah. He's like, it could just be that. And then he drove it around some more another day. And he's like, yeah, so I've decided, like, once the engine gets hot, that's when it gets bad. And yeah, it's a transmission.
It's only in Onega does a man diagnose things by just driving the car around constantly until he figures out what's wrong with it. He's like Matthew McConaughey inside the car.
Well, I'm sure he looked at the car.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How sure are you really?
Like 90% sure.
Hmm.
Because any other time I've told him I have something funny, he like has me pop the hood and then we go from there. So anyway.
I'm going to drive around.
The bigger issue I have with my car.
Try to figure out what's going on with it.
Is the fact that
I was being McConaughey. What'd you think?
That was a pretty terrible Matthew McConaughey impression.
Oh man, it hurts. I thought that was pretty good. Was it the music or was it me?
It was the voice.
That's a big ball.
Really?
Like what you're saying is good, but your voice is not.
Sometimes I get in the car and I just stare at the engine until the car tells me what it needs to say. And it says nothing. And then I write Katrina a bill for $6,000.
Thankfully, it's not that much.
Lincoln, who's driving you?
I don't know if that's their slogan, but that's a pretty good slogan. Who's driving you? I think we're gonna send that to Lincoln, and that's gonna be our we're gonna have Lincoln subscribe to Duo $10 a month. And pay us back.
$10 a month.
I thought that. Now, how was that, McConaughey?
No.
Come on, Cameron. How good was it?
I'll have to go back and listen to the tapes, but I think
it's
pretty good.
You
you're
attention.
Stuck up.
Yeah. He said it was pretty good.
Yeah, but he's sucking up.
I don't really have a reason to suck up.
No, he really doesn't have a reason to suck up.
You're kind of his boss both here and at GTM.
Well, technically right now, he's my boss.
Right now?
Yeah, so why would he suck up to me right now?
Because he knows the ramifications.
Have I ever punished you, Cameron?
In a way you have not liked. In a way you have not liked.
Went over to Cameron's house.
So anyway.
With a bullwhip.
We're never going to finish your story, Katrina.
So anyway.
With a bullwhip. And I pulled down his pants.
Anyway. Yes.
Anyway, it's going to cost like $2,500 to fix my car.
Yeah, that's how much transmissions cost. Been there. Mm-hmm. Throw that car away, Cameron said.
Chris mentioned that earlier.
Well, I said, at some point, how much money do you put in the car before you just buy a new car?
Well, how old is your car?
Like,
2,500.
What?
You said it was going to cost you 2,500, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the amount where you throw the car away.
Why don't you get yourself a better car?
I can't.
Leonidas cannot mean this much to you.
I can't afford a better car right now.
But you can afford $2,500?
No, I have guilt next to it because my dad's going to pay it.
Well, my dad's going to buy you like a Civic or something.
Because I still couldn't afford the payments. I have no income. No income.
Oh, is Leonidas paid off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess.
That makes more sense.
I bought
okay.
him in full. And he's only a 2002.
I was driving around Leonidas.
I'm not gonna keep him around more than 5 years. I don't even think I'll make it 5 more years with him. Good I just need to make it at least 2 more years with him. so I can make a dent in my 30,000 student loans so I can actually afford a car loan.
I got this $2,500 invoice.
But anyway, the ending of this story is I'm now driving around a red minivan, grandma status.
Katrina doesn't like this bit.
I don't. I'm over it.
I really
enjoy it. Let's move on.
Of course you're enjoying it.
I just started a show.
You think you're the funniest person ever.
I just started a show where I just do this for an hour. Cameron said it's
Katrina
happening.
Katrina would never listen.
Cameron said it was not happening, just so you know.
First of all, Katrina doesn't listen to any shows.
That's not true. We've proven that. That's not true.
When's the last time you listened?
I listened on Sunday.
I'm going to have Nick pull it up, and I bet you're lying.
Cameron can prove it.
No, he can't.
I was texting him. I have the text message to prove it.
I can't really prove it, but she said that the shows weren't there. And
I called you and I Snapchatted you that you took Finding Frith off. I would not have known that had I not been listening to it.
You can't listen to it. It wasn't there.
I listened to the first one before you took it down.
You were listening while it went down?
Yes.
I got the text messages back and forth.
Like, that's just like, Katrina's
hey,
luck.
Oh. Like, all right, cool.
Oh,
and
God.
He said, hey, I took Finding Friends off the internet.
And he texted me and he's like, well, be careful, they're going to take it down soon. I was like, no big. Like, he told me, like, I had a week. And I'm like, perfect. My project is due in a week. Perfect. And then it was down.
Maybe.
Oh. You did. You said it may be down soon.
That's great.
So, ha!
Finding Friend doesn't really count. It was for school. When's the last time you listened for pleasure?
probably a month ago.
There you go.
But that's because my phone was being stupid.
Oh, your phone was being stupid.
I texted you about it. Mm. My phone.
It does look like it's kind of banged up over there.
Oh, yeah.
That's how Samsungs are just made. That's what they look like coming out of the box.
Oh, no, that's not true. All that stuff happened in the last 6 months. Yeah, I'm going
it took 6 months to manufacture it.
Did
that's
you,
what she means.
Did you run really fast to race to a car, then it fell out of your pocket and shattered?
I'm sure that happened at
did
some
you,
point in
did
time.
Did you sit down and take a big poop and it fell on the toilet?
That has not happened.
Mm, okay, I'm just curious.
There was no poop involved.
No toilets involved either.
There was with my phone.
I was trying to get on the toilet.
What other topics do you have?
Let's skip this Matthew McConaughey thing.
And my phone.
I'm going to stab you.
You already hit me.
In the eye.
Oh my God, that would blind me. That's just not polite. Well, I mean, we could take a break. Should we just do that?
No.
Okay, then what do you want to talk about?
I did my topic. It's your turn.
I did kind of trample with my Matthew McConaughey impression the fact that Katrina is driving around a red minivan, and I do want that to be gone home, because now Katrina... Oh, also, so, out of the kindness of my heart...
I totally skipped over that.
I went to go pick up Katrina from the parking lot, because Firestone's like 3 feet from my office, so I went to go pick her up so we could hang out a little bit while she was waiting on her mom to drive 100 miles from Onega to here and pick her up.
That's not, no, not even 74. It's like 40.
It feels like 100.
45.
Either way.
She's
as I pull
slow.
Up next to Leonidas, she gets out. And with her comes two little styrofoam containers of butternut squash minced up for easy straw suckage and a bag of yams.
They were not minced.
And she just gets in my car with a big old bag of yams like there ain't nothing weird happening. It's just Katrina literally got in my car with a bag of yam. Hey, Cletus, you gotta eat those yams? Now I was gonna give them to Katrina so she could take them on a trip down to Manhattan where she's gonna have a show down on that internet.
Stay here, thank you.
And then she tried to offer me butternut squash. Like, I'm going to eat that.
It's really good.
Butternut squash is delicious.
It looked like food that old people without teeth have to
honestly,
eat.
It was it wasn't even like pureed or anything like you said. It was just so much of it was stuffed in the container that it was like,
it was ridiculous.
It looked like mush.
It's just something only Katrina would do.
She asked
for a ride and then she brings yams with her.
To be fair, I hated having to carry all of that stuff into your car because I also had my purse and I had
she brought like a caravan with her. It's like a gypsy was getting into my car.
Oh, and a bottle. I had my container, my glass water or something. I had a drink.
Yeah, that's right. You had
a
shake.
Drink.
That was the first thing you did. You reached in, you put your shake in my cup holder, and then you put your bag of yams in there. It was ridiculous. And I was like, is that a bag of yams? You're like, yeah, long story.
No. You kept calling them yams. They're sweet potatoes. There's
whatever.
A difference.
Yams is a
There's
funnier
a
word. Yams.
He's gonna forever
word.
Call them yams.
I know.
All right. Well, let's take our first break.
Okay, fine.
Unless your tattoo story is really short. Is your tattoo story?
You know,
really
my
short?
Tattoo story is really short.
I got a tattoo of a dove on my wrist.
Ding.
Let me Ding. See it. What is it? Yeah, that's a dove on your wrist. That's exactly.
You didn't want to like color it in green to make it pop.
I asked if I could get
just
the
like
outline
your peas.
In a
yeah,
color.
That popped really weird.
I asked to get the outline in a color, and he said it was going to be $40 extra. So I was like, it's not worth
it. Oh my
God. What, is like red ink more expensive or something?
Basically.
How That's come ridiculous.
You should have got white ink.
Well, I plan on getting it filled eventually.
Katrina, you should have went totally hipster and been like, it's white, and then got nothing and just told people you got a white dove on your wrist.
Well, the white would have come up and like it wouldn't have been invisible.
Yeah, you could see white ink tattoos.
What would have been great was to have gotten the like glow in the dark ink that they have.
Wait,
now.
There's such a thing as white tattoo ink?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's now such a thing as glow in the dark ink.
Except the glow in the dark stuff gives you cancer.
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy that I used to work with before I got fired who used to tell me that everyone who gets a tattoo will get hepatitis C in their life.
That's cool.
All right.
Because he says there's not enough research because no one's had tattoos long enough. But he says like 80% of people who got tattoos get hepatitis C.
I mean, Katrina's already dying.
Yeah,
she
I'm
is.
Already an old person.
Shingles. She's got a new list of things.
I think your shingles are pretty much gone now, right?
You want to see?
Yeah, I'd love to see it. I always love to see this area of your body. Oh, they look better than they did the last time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep going down, though.
No, you're not going down.
Okay, well, now we'll take a break, huh?
Okay.
I mm-hmm. guess. All right, well, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back with the internet. And welcome back to On the Internet. Katrina, how are you?
Is she watching the dog show again?
I'm in the car. My dog in the car.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Hey.
Hi.
How was your break? Long?
It was nice.
Yeah? Yeah? Ran out there and I look at Cameron and Katrina. I'm like, hey, we're doing a show. They're like, yeah. We know.
Funny thing is,
and then Cameron, of course, because he's the responsible one, goes, oh, is it coming back soon? And I'm like, yeah, in 20 seconds. And Katrina goes, oh, okay, we'll hurry up.
Fun fact, I just asked Cameron, I was like, how long is this break? And he's like, I don't know, 5 minutes. And I was like, cool, we've been out here like two.
No sense of time.
I at least did have some sense of time to ask.
We need to put a clock right here, facing outwards, so we can...
Well, we weren't there anyway. We were over at the front door.
Here we're in the smoking section. So, welcome back to really On the Internet. It's the show that's...
On the internet.
And, yeah, so we're back.
Woo!
Okay. So at what point do we want to get serious, and at what point do we want to talk about the Regal Beagle?
The Regal Beagle. You might as well just go on with that one.
I mean, look at
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I mean, you got to talk about the Regal
Beagle
now.
I mean, you know I love my dogs, so as soon as you mentioned that, I wanted to talk about it. Ooh, yeah.
I mean, he's a really nice-looking dog right
he's
there.
He's pretty cute.
Is Matthew saying words?
Did he just say, do they still have these dog shows?
I don't know. I didn't hear
it. Retard.
It sounds like a mosquito buzzing by my ear when he talks. That's
its name is Miss P.
Oh, because Miss P, did you pee?
You're funny.
That ribbon is as big as
like,
that dog.
I feel like that P has to stand for something, like Penelope, Petunia.
Penis. No?
Maybe if you actually read the article, Katrina.
I was going to say, pa-faggot. Is it like as in like a faggot with faggot spelled with a PH?
No, I liked it better when it was puffaggot.
Well, I said puffaggot so you would know that it was like a PH.
Oh my God, what just happened?
It's what came to mind when you said penis. I was like, what's
Why?
Another word?
Puffaggot.
Another word for P. It started with a P.
But it's not a word.
The whole thing, that was the point.
Katrina's brain works in mysterious ways.
It all says Miss P. It doesn't say anything.
That's not the SoundCloud clip, for the record.
Oh, she was an upset.
Well, of course she's a beagle. Beagles don't usually win the Westminster Dog Show, do they?
I don't think so.
It's always like those long-haired dogs.
Fancy.
If you have a long-haired dog, especially a King Charles Cavalier mix, you're a douchebag.
I agree.
It just says that the person says... Just says that the guy declined to describe it as an upset.
That's going
to
be your new word of
the day.
Of
course they did.
She's a really nice dog.
Aww,
I don't know her.
Shucks.
I've only seen pictures until now.
No, good lord.
I don't know who said that. Okay, so we're done with that
one. Yeah, get that out of here.
That
Get that out of here. You know, the 50 Shades of Grey plays at SpongeBob.
That's a great picture, though. Like,
yeah, you know, they photoshopped that in,
no,
I'm sure.
Shit, Sherlock.
But, you know, this is really the only thing we had to read is that headline. Otherwise, it's pretty good by itself.
Yeah.
I mean, you get enough from the headline.
The USDA just approved apples that don't turn brown. They've been genetically modified, so they don't turn brown when cut or bruised.
That's pretty awesome.
And they were approved for planting.
I do not approve of that.
Isn't that kind of weird?
That's kind of creepy.
They were created by closely held Canadian developer Okanagan Specialty Fruits Inc. The non-browning apples created by closely held Canadian developer Okanagan Specialty Fruits Inc.
That's like a Chinese name, not...
Yeah, there's a bunch of Japs that moved to Canada to make closely held apples and...
Animals and apples and...
Okanagan.
You don't.
That sounds
not...
more Canadian. Okanagan.
It's Japanese! Canadian would be like...
Oh, no.
That Mountie,
eh?
Okanagan's definitely Canadian.
Okanagan,
eh? See, it's all in the pronunciation.
Okanagan,
eh?
Okay.
Okay, we're done with that
one. So there's that one, I guess. Just...
Love how we're flying
moving right on in. I think this is really cool. Actually, I don't understand why more people don't
do
this.
That's awful.
So Portland put turbines in their water mains in their city, and they're using them to generate electricity.
Oh, that's genius.
How come all cities don't do
that?
No, fun fact, 90% of water pipes are like over 100 years old and need to be replaced anyway.
Well, there you go.
So yeah, they could just replace them.
Portland has replaced a section of its existing water supply network with Lucid Energy pipes containing 4 42-inch turbines. As water flows through the pipes, the turbines spin and power attached generators, which then feed energy back into the city's electrical grid, known as the Conduit 3 Hypoelectric Project.
Science. No, we don't. Stop it.
Okay, sorry.
Katrina.
Stop it.
What? I'm not doing anything.
You are too.
I'm not doing anything.
I hate this mouse.
He can use the keyboard, Katrina.
I know, but if I change things, it won't happen.
If Katrina can use a mouse or a computer, but those are just beyond her reach.
Stop it.
Drive it over water pipes.
Damn it.
Now she left.
Katrina.
She doesn't know what to do now.
I know where it's at. I just...
Play five, Katrina. Play five.
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, you... Well, now she changed the thing.
Stop it. God damn it.
Katrina, did you really think you were going to win?
Just give me back the mouse and... I'll just turn it off and we'll call it even because I feel bad for you at this point.
Because you had the paper in front of the screen, I couldn't even...
But isn't that a cool idea?
Yes, it's a genius idea.
It's a really great idea, I thought.
I agree.
Let's see here. Bald eagles are back from the brink. And it's an all caps, so it must be true.
As soon as you see that, people are going to start killing them. And guess what? They're going to be extinct again. End of the story.
That's probably true.
Okay, stop it.
Katrina just really wants to get to some story, and I don't know what.
Recent news reports a pair of bald eagles flying around Staten Island suggests that New York City may someday have baby eagles within boundaries for the first time at least a century. Oh, this is just about New York. Well,
no one cares about New York.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
I thought it was about the world. Okay, I guess you can't eat and kill bald eagles.
Woo!
Don't woohoo that. Bald eagle meat is delicious.
You don't know.
Alaska is now the third state in the United States to have legal marijuana.
Woot woot for Alaska.
So there you go. Another state we can move to. Washington, Colorado, and Alaska now.
Which are all great states
that
I would love to move to.
Charlo Green is the CEO of the Alaska Cannabis Club, which is well known for quitting her job on the newscast by saying, F this.
Who?
Charlo Green.
Oh, CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green.
I mean, that sounds alike. Bet they're siblings.
They're like twins, Charlo and CeeLo.
Someone's smoking weed with a girl I know, and I'm like, hey, give me some of that.
Yeah.
Razzie Awards, we could say for Oscars.
What is the Razzie?
It's
That's
the worst
movies. The worst movies. Apple wants to start building cars. You can't look ahead.
Okay.
Give me that back. Give me that back. I will revoke your footrest privileges.
Oh, no.
If you look at that.
That's Katrina's worst
nightmare. You
keep
it over there. Just don't look at it.
Look at it.
I don't know why it's behind you like it's a comfort blanket.
It actually is quite comfy.
Because it's Katrina. What else would happen?
Basically, Bloomberg Business, which I think is pretty reputable,
yeah.
I would say, they say that Apple Inc. is secretly working on a car, and they want to push production of the car as early as 2020.
It's pretty cool.
That's interesting. So we could have a new... Like, people are saying that now Silicon Valley is so rich that they're now doing a electric car race and rocket race. It's just ridiculous.
The rocket race interests me more.
Where is that?
Electric cars are so much better. Silicon Valley? San Francisco area?
So
Then rockets. Rockets are awesome.
Well, rockets are awesome, but so are electric cars.
Well, so. Yeah, I agree.
Starbucks is going to stop selling CDs.
No one cares. CDs are so old. Why
I
mean, wouldn't
I don't even know why there needs to be an article about that. JNCO jeans are coming back to talk about that. No one cares. And the bacon wrap pizza. Okay, well, that's it. We blew through it.
Yay!
Whoop, whoop.
Do we want to do this current Starbucks beverage menu?
You do.
I think I should read this.
What do you think number one is?
I am the Starbucks.
I don't know. But I really want Chris's soundbite right now. Can we handle that?
I don't think it's on here anymore.
It is. Find it.
It is. Find it.
I don't think it is.
Do it!
I'm looking. You got to
fill
for time. No,
because you played it. You played it.
I think the number one is a caramel macchiato.
You'd be wrong about that.
Ah, damn it.
Caramel macchiato.
Is this like by popularity or like Starbucks
barista?
No,
they
like,
ranked it based on their preference of taste.
Okay.
So Starbucks preference of...
Just the person who wrote this article.
I guess. Or probably a poll
That's
of their
stupid.
Office. Stupid. My guess.
Should have done sales or something.
Hey, let me read
least.
It.
I see a bunch of blended crap. That's
There's so
I,
many on here.
I'll just go through the highlights. I know the good ones.
I cannot even find the cafe or the caramel macchiato. Katrina, it's not on here.
I just want to
look
at it.
Hey, give me that article. You're failing. I'm sure it's on there. You're just failing.
I think it's not on there. Here, you can look at that over. There you go.
Kay. Look at that over.
I'll find.
Look at that over.
The caramel. Oh, why is 81 at the beginning?
Because the list counts down from 81 to 1. It doesn't just blow the load at the very first bullet.
White chocolate mocha.
Thanks for just shouting it out. You know what? This is why I didn't give it to her.
No one was going to guess it because I guessed and you wouldn't even listen.
Funny story, you will totally believe. I didn't even hear what she said because I spaced out.
Well,
so
our
Katrina
audience,
won this.
I have no idea.
Our audience
no idea
totally, hopefully, didn't space out. So.
It's probably number 44 caramel macchiato and it just classified as an espresso macchiato.
Yeah, that's not the same. So,
oh, it's number 19.
There you go. So it's
Look,
not number
see,
44.
See, you already failed.
It's not number 44.
Well, you already failed because you couldn't find it at all.
Right. Let's get into it. Do we want to start with politics or do I want to start about how everyone's offended?
Everyone's offended.
Okay. Let's start with the Oscars because it'd make a good segue. So get your Razzie list out. Let's see if we can take you to... Hey, there's two stories there.
Sexiest Manny Cam won't be a part of E.
Sexist.
That's something everyone's mad about.
Whatever.
That's
the rest
part
of
this.
Well.
You did, Katrina. You finished strong.
Sexiest.
Shut up. I mean, tell me that's not at least close.
It's close, yeah. I mean,
it's just kind of.
I'm dyslexic, okay? The struggle is real.
You're not dyslexic.
I wish I was. It would make way more sense.
All right, what's our Razzie winners?
You really want me to read this?
Well, I mean, if you can do it and keep me entertained, yes.
Why don't we do, like, best, worst?
Because I don't have a list of Oscar winners.
Why?
Well, here's why. Because Birdman won everything.
We can try and remember we watched.
Birdman.
I did also hear on the radio that it was the worst viewing of the Oscars because most people hadn't even watched seen the movies.
It was 4 hours long.
It was ridiculous.
It was four hours long, so it was pretty long. And yeah, the movies, I haven't seen any of the movies that were for Best Actor, and Interstellar got robbed! Best score of the year, hands down.
But people were happy because it was from like a no-name who'd like earned it because he'd been solid his whole career.
No, the guy who won was Alexandre Desplat, which has made a billion movies.
And he's won before.
Two Oscars previously.
Okay.
Unlike
Razzie,
Hans Zimmer, who's no one's ever heard of.
Razzie Awards. How do you want me to do this? You want me to just do winners? You want to give you the list?
No,
you
just find the highlights.
Okay, worst picture. Kurt Cameron, Saving Christmas.
I didn't even know that was a movie.
Right?
Okay,
but
what are
Kurt
some of the
Cameron.
Nominations for that category?
Left Behind.
So also Kurt Cameron.
Also a Kurt Cameron movie, yeah.
Legend of Hercules.
Okay, that's the Dwayne the Rock Johnson movie.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I would have expected.
That's a Michael Bay movie. Makes
Transformers
sense.
Transformers 4.
Also Michael Bay.
So those were the options. Yeah. And then Kurt Cameron Saving Christmas.
I don't even know what Saving Christmas is, so it's probably the worst.
Probably. Yeah.
It's a movie about why Christmas should be a Christian holiday only.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the worst. Throw it out of there. Yeah. Okay, what else?
Okay, worst director.
Okay.
We have Michael Bay, Transformers.
Okay.
Darren Doan, Kurtz Cameron, Saving Christmas.
Oh.
Rennie Harlan, Legend of Hercules.
Who?
Jonathan Lisbond.
Okay.
TMNT. And Seth MacFarlane, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oh, really? Seth MacFarlane made the list? I'm still going to say Kurt Cameron's movie probably got the award.
Chris?
I can see your list.
I know. It was actually Transformers.
That's because you read it first and you read the top down, didn't you?
It's just on the top. Yeah. Shut up. Okay, fine. Worst actor. I won't read them in order.
Thank you. That would have been the right way to do it the last time.
I didn't realize it was in order like that. I just don't pay attention.
Katrina, look, they're all bolded. Oh, no. The next one
they're
down.
No, they're not.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Anyway, okay. Worst actor.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage, Left Behind.
Yes.
Kirk Cameron, The Saving Christmas.
Yes.
Kellan Lutz, Legend of Hercules.
Definitely.
Seth MacFarlane, Million Ways to Die.
No.
Adam Sandler, Blended.
Oh, yeah.
No. What was Blended?
That
Drew Barrymore movie with him.
He and her have kids, and so they blend their families.
I think it's the one where he's the guy who sings at all the weddings.
Anyway, worst actor, who do you think?
I'm going to say Nick Cage.
That's what I would have thought. It's Kirk Cameron.
It's Kirk Cameron.
Poor Kirk Cameron.
He's not even really an actor,
no.
So I don't feel like that's fair. But
okay, worst supporting actor.
All right, just read the winner of this one.
Kelsey Grammer, Expendables 3.
The joy in your face when you read that.
I just don't like Kelsey Grammer.
Listen, list the rest, though.
But it tied with Think Like a Man 2, Transformers 4, and Legend of Oz.
I think he starred in all of those, though. I think it's saying him for all of those movies.
Well,
that would make sense.
Kelsey Grammer made some bad choices.
I didn't realize he was all of a sudden in stuff.
I didn't know he was either. Apparently he's not. He's in terrible movies.
I saw he was in The Expendables, but I had no idea he was in the rest of them.
Of course, you would notice that he was in the worst movie on the list. Okay, what other options are there?
Shaq was on that list, though.
Shaquille O'Neal for Blended. Arnold Schwarzenegger for Expendables.
We'll see. You were really close to a racist term.
And Mel Gibson for Expendables.
Okay. What other categories are there?
Worst actress, supporting actress, and screenplay.
What's the worst screenplay nominees?
Sex Tape, Left Behind.
That one was pretty bad.
Transformer 4, TMNT, and Kirk Romain's Saving Christmas.
I mean, it's got to be Saving Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's also the worst remake, sequel, worst screen combo, Redeemer Award.
Oh, that would be the guy who made it back from the brink of death. Like, the Redeemer is someone who's generally in the Razzie category, like a Nick Cage, who actually has rebooted his career. Who are the nominees for that one?
We have Ben Affleck, Jennifer Aniston, Mike Myers, Keanu Reeves, and Kristen Stewart.
Did Mike Myers reboot his career?
No.
I don't feel it. I think Mike Myers is still on there.
They have Love Guru on here.
Who was it again?
Jennifer Aniston, Mike Myers, Keanu Reeves, Kristen Stewart, and Ben Affleck.
It's definitely got to be Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one who's made movies that are still good.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart didn't really redeem herself.
No, Kristen Stewart's still a piece of crap.
Agreed.
She's the worst.
I would say.
And now they got that girl from Fifty Shades of Grey who's just a hot Kristen Stewart.
This is not current, but I finally watched Where the Millers with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah, it's a good movie.
And
yeah,
it's a great movie. I could not take my eyes off her. Jennifer Aniston looked phenomenal.
I will say this about Kristen Stewart, though. Her boobs. Phenomenal.
I haven't seen them, so phenomenal.
It's no wonder she gets movie roles, because she just walks into every agent's office and takes those big juggling orbs out. They're like, $8 million, go be a piece of wallpaper, show me those boobs. That's what happens every time. What are you doing?
No, mind. I'm not gonna write it down. I was just gonna say, fun fact, they're making a new Transformer movie.
Of course they are. They make $1 billion every time.
I didn't catch that.
They're making a new Pirates of the Caribbean,
I feel like they need to... I feel like I need to watch the originals to watch this new one, because it didn't make sense.
None of them were good.
Because they were trying to, like...
It didn't make sense because they suck.
Just don't watch them, Katrina.
They brought Arnold Schwarzenegger back into it.
Are you talking about The Expendables now?
No. The Terminator.
Oh, Terminator. You said Transformers.
Yeah, you definitely said Transformers.
Fuck. My brain these days. No, I don't think you guys understand. This is... awful. Like, it's happened to me for the last 2 weeks.
Katrina, I know it's awful. I've done 100 episodes with you. I know.
No, it's gotten worse. Like, it's to a point where even I'm, like, just oblivious for, like, 5 minutes. I'm like, wait.
The new Terminator is going to be great.
That's what I was referring to.
It's going to be great because Arnold's back, which is what you said, and Daenerys Targaryen.
But I feel like we need to watch the originals because
also, phenomenal boobs. Although, she has talent as well. The girl from Game of Thrones who shows her boobs all the time and has dragons.
Yeah, I don't watch that show.
Some of you got excited by the has dragons.
Not the boobs.
He's like, boobs? Wait, are there dragons? All right, I'm in. That's what I was out right there. Yeah. He likes dragons who wear bras. Just like in a two-piece swimsuit, just flying around to be a dragon.
Okay, great topic. Cool.
Pink. Red scales.
Chris Sawyer.
Totally oh clashes. God. Looked like the dragon from Shrek. Okay, was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Razzies. So the Oscars were 4 hours long. There weren't really any upsets. The Eddie Redmayne guy, who I think you said you liked, right? Eddie Redmayne, didn't you say you liked him?
Katrina has no clue who that is.
I don't remember who said that. Someone told me that she liked him. He won for Best Actor playing, I want to say Stephen Colbert, but
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, that's his name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now you know who he is.
I don't know names.
Wait, are you saying oh, yeah, for Eddie Redmayne or
yes.
for Stephen Hawking?
No.
Stephen Hawking.
I know what movie you're referring to now. Exactly.
You like that, didn't
but
you?
I saw him in other movies, and he's just so cute.
Okay, so he won Best Actor for Stephen Colbert.
Yay.
And then the J.K. Simmons, who plays J. Jonah Jameson in the Spider-Man movies,
okay.
he won Best Actor for Whiplash, which is a movie no one's seen, of course. Best Supporting Actor. Best Actress went to that redheaded lady from Jurassic Park. So she did that. And everything else went to Birdman.
Yeah, it was like all Birdman.
Was screenplay,
what was Birdman
director.
What was Birdman
a washed
about?
Up actor who's worried his career is fading, so he does something. He used to be the superhero Birdman.
Yeah.
And now he makes a play.
And he tries to kill himself on stage, but he misses and just blows off his own nose, which makes him even more famous, and that's how the movie
that's
ends.
Awkward.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, great story.
So there you go. So the Oscars were they were pretty uneventful. Neil Patrick Harris was the host. I think he did a pretty good job. Overall, like, his jokes were pretty funny.
I heard he definitely, like, was borderline with some of his stuff, though.
Well, this is what I'm getting to.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So, this was probably the Oscars with the most controversy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not only that, it was also, and this is my opinion, the Oscars with the most, like, people use their award speeches to do,
oh,
like, political
yeah.
commentary
oh, yeah.
or cultural
like,
commentary.
Three things come up on my Facebook.
So, what I did is I basically compiled all these
okay.
Into the thing. I need to remember Gay Man, bring him on here, and Snowden, because I forgot those were on here.
Snowden.
Okay, so the first thing that happened was in E's red carpet coverage,
okay.
up until this point, they've had something called the Manny Cam, okay, which I can't even believe we're going to describe.
Yes. No, I know
because
what it
it's
is.
So trivial.
It's, yeah,
it's basically a runway for your fingers, so you like
no.
walk
so
and
people,
you,
yeah,
you show your manicure.
Show off, yeah.
Your manicure, that's what it is. Well, apparently it's sexist. I don't know how it's sexist.
I don't either.
But apparently
it's,
this
no,
is sexist.
No, it's reverse sexist.
How?
Because guys don't get their nails done.
Okay, E encouraged...
So
okay, so this is what the story says.
It has to do with the Ask Her More campaign. Do you have that on there?
No. So, hold on, we'll get there. First, Elizabeth Moss flipped it off at the 2014 Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah.
And then A-listers Julianne Moore and Jennifer Aniston refused to participate in it at the 2015 SAG Awards. And now some are criticizing the cam as a symbol of gender inequality on the red carpet. Kara Buckley of the New York Times wrote earlier this month that the Manny Cam is another piece of pageantry that women are subject to, but men are not. Quote, on the one hand, it may be hard to drum up much pity for gorgeous, highly paid, famous women who are usually outfitted in peerless haute couture at no charge. On the other, women quickly age out of Hollywood and are paid less than their male counterparts, but are likely to have their phones hacked and remain role models for some youngsters, all while being expected to attain mannequin-like perfection, making the red carpet's indignities seem a little worse. I don't even know what to say. There were so many big words in there.
No,
she's trying really hard.
So what they want on the red carpet is for them to ask, like, hard-hitting political questions of these actresses, and
okay, we're getting there.
To prove that they have a brain.
So concerns
yeah.
of the treatment of women on the red carpet have spurred a Twitter campaign called hashtag AskHerMore. The campaign is calling on interviewers to ask female stars about their accomplishments and talent, not just about their dresses.
Which they do. If you actually listen, they ask about the movies they're in and
but
other
they
people
have
they
to
star
ask
with.
Who are you wearing? Because one, that designer gets that.
Well, why is that not okay?
Know.
Why is it not okay to shout out to the designer?
Okay,
like,
so
that's
first,
their work.
First of all,
oh, okay.
Karen had to
my
fix
bad.
Your microphone. You're so bad at this job.
No,
so,
I'm oblivious.
First of all, yes. The Manny Cam is awesome.
I don't like it.
It's fun.
I like the Manny Cam. I like seeing people's fingers walk the runway. It makes me laugh because,
oh,
number
true.
One, for this reason, no one seems to know how to do it.
Yeah,
everyone gets in there and just go, and they're like, no, you're supposed to strut down the runway. And they just go, like a fish out of water. It's horrible. So that delights me. Secondly, the only thing that people talk to men about on the red carpet is what they're wearing. What is the difference? It's not like, oh, Katrina, I see you're here tonight with Brad Pitt. Katrina, what are you wearing tonight?
Yeah, I'm wearing Walmart.
Oh, thank you, Katrina. That's great. Brad, in an interview earlier this year, you talked about the famine in South Africa. Would you please go into that more? Like, that doesn't happen. Like, he's like, Brad, who are you wearing? Oh, you're wearing Gucci. Why are you with this Walmart lady? We don't know. She won a contest? That makes sense. And, you know, and then they
Name
go
the
in.
Wish Foundation, at least.
And now, yeah, because you're dying. Oh, she brought a bag of yams in the limo. That's awkward.
Sweet potatoes.
That's kind of weird. I don't know why she did that, but whatever.
And I just don't understand, like, why does everything have to be political questions or really hard? Why can't you ever talk about fun things? Like, why is that not okay?
I don't know. That's also part of it. Like, why is this 60 Minutes all of a sudden?
Yeah.
They get dressed up. Why can't you ask,
you get
who are you wearing?
Time with everyone. Some people get 2 minutes, five
That's
minutes,
exactly
minutes,
it. You get 45 seconds. You ask, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? Have a good show.
Every once in a while,
anything planned for tonight?
Their family or their kids,
like,
who their date is. Yeah.
Tonight. Like, that's
yeah.
So
there's
sweet.
Like three things. What are you doing in the show? Who are you wearing? And who did you bring?
Yeah.
Those are the only questions generally they ask. And then they move on and the next people come in.
Because you don't have time to actually have an interview. You're just saying hi and it's just supposed to be a fun night. It's not supposed to be this huge, big ordeal.
So I don't get why it's sexist.
Well, yeah, it's because, like you started off the topic, everyone is getting offended about everything now.
So here's something else.
All we do is complain.
So, first award of the night was J.K. Simmons. Okay, and he won for Best Supporting Actor for Whiplash. His entire acceptance speech, he thanked his mom, or he thanks his wife, and then he thanks his children. And then he talked about his parents, and he gave this little diatribe about how you should call your parents and call them right now. Don't text them, call them.
Really?
That type of thing. Which
I didn't hear that story.
That's not weird at all. It's just, that's the very first award, and it's already a little preachy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay?
So it just puts the rest of the night, kind
yes.
of.
Yes. So, then, let's see, what else is on here? Okay, so I think next was that the best documentary was a documentary about Edward Snowden. Okay?
Okay.
And the lady who won the Oscar for the Edward Snowden documentary basically got up on stage and said, "Thank God for Edward Snowden because he's a whistleblower, and thank God for all the whistleblowers out there who are letting us know what the government's doing and keeping us safe and blah 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 blah."
Gag me.
So then she left. Neil Patrick Harris made a joke and He was down in the audience doing like a walk down the aisle joke right before he threw it to commercial. And his joke was, and I quote, he said, "Edward Snowden couldn't be here tonight for some treason."
Okay. It was funny.
Yeah.
That's better than I thought it was going to be.
Everyone is all pissed about that joke.
Oh, I love that joke. Get over it.
Whether what
Why
Edward Snowden
so
did or didn't do is wrong and whoever's opinion you face...
It
he committed treason. There's no ifs, and, or buts about it. That's why he's in Russia right now hiding out with Pooty Poot. That's what happens. He committed treason. Also, it's a funny joke.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
I get it.
Because they have to be angry about everything.
They have to be angry about everything.
Does he even write those jokes?
Probably not.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. It's not even him. He's reading what's on the teleprompter.
Well, maybe he probably has some input, but I'm sure it's not like just him.
So after the Oscars, they asked the girl, who's, by the way, her name is Glenn. They asked the girl about the joke, and she said it was, quote, stupid and irresponsible.
Irresponsible doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Inappropriate.
It wasn't even inappropriate.
I know. But
her speech was inappropriate. I don't want to listen to her blabber on about Edward Snowden for 30 minutes. I want to eat cheese fries and get on to the next
Again,
award.
I just don't understand why this is now a political event.
I don't
That's
either.
Never what it was meant to be.
We're not done.
Because they're all using their money to make...
We're not done with the offenses.
Okay.
So I think next up, which... This one also, kind of like J.K. Simmons' speech, I get it. People are just incredibly pissed that Joan Rivers was left out of the in memoriam section. The in memoriam
the
where
what?
People died.
Oh, yeah, no,
because she
should've
died.
Been.
Yeah, she should have been there. And people say they did it on purpose because all she did was
Probably
bag on celebrity.
Forgot.
And they just forgot. They forget
people
every
human.
Year. They
yeah.
forget people.
Yeah.
There's so many people that die.
I forgot she died.
Exactly.
Right.
If we made the list, we would have been like Robin Williams and then fade to black. Like there would be no one else that died. On a good day, we probably would have forgot Robin Williams. I'm like, did anyone die this year?
Nah.
I think everyone died last year. I think everyone lived. 2015, the year of no death.
Everyone lived.
So that's another thing people are just outraged about. And keep in mind, these are all from one event. All this outrage. Okay, the next time people were preachy. So this lovely gay man won for The Theory of Everything. And he's a very nice guy. He looks like the guy from Girls. He looks just like that guy from Girls. And he gets up and he talks about suicide. And,
oh, yeah, that's the one I saw.
And he says, like, if you're thinking about committing suicide, don't do it because you're going to be special and blah, 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 blah. Which is a great message, but
that
once again,
better than
I'm being preached at. Why am I being preached at? Just say thank you for the award. Get out of here.
That's why it was four hours.
And I would say, if anything, say, like, you know, in gratitude of this, I'm going to put X amount of funds towards...
Yeah, that would have been. That's even because, that's even better.
You know, towards suicide hotlines because every life is important.
That's even better,
including yours.
That's even better.
Duh.
You should win an Oscar.
I know.
You would have done a lot with it.
Because I could say that clearly up on stage.
Yeah, and then you would walk clearly out of the thing and not do any of it and get in your limo with your yams and drive off.
If I even made them up the stairs to begin with, let's be real.
So that's not anything that's offending anybody. It's just another preachy one.
No, I agree.
Now there's another one. Sean Penn comes out. The very last award at the end of the night, best picture of the year. It's the big one. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
lay it on me.
Him and the director.
Is he the one that's racist?
Yes.
Okay.
Him and the director of Birdman. Oh. I believe his name is pronounced Iñárritu.
Okay.
He's Mexican.
Iñárritu.
There's definitely some rolling R's in there. I'm just going to say his last name is. Okay. That's his last name. So. This guy, Mr. Lawnmower Noise, he is apparently really good friends with Sean Penn. Okay, they've worked together on movies. Sean Penn helped him get his start. Like, there's this whole thing. Okay.
Okay.
When Sean Penn opened the envelope and saw that Birdman and his good friend, Lawnmower Noise, had won, he said, "Who gave this son of a bitch his green card? Birdman." And then he said all the names. Okay. Now, that's a joke that he would have told to what's-his-face.
Right, because they're friends.
In fact, I quote from Lawnmower Noise. He said, at the press room after the ceremony, he said, quote, "I found it hilarious."
Well, I mean, people who are friends like that, you can make jokes. Like, I can make Muslim jokes with Malia, but I wouldn't do that with anyone else.
So people are now saying that he shouldn't ever make those jokes publicly because they're not funny.
And
but
no,
the guy you made the joke
it's
about
the company
was funny.
You keep. Exactly.
If I would have, if Matthew... In some bizarro world, had won some Oscar, and I was presenting in the world, and I'm like, look at this ugly bastard, Matthew Riddle. I probably would have caught a lot of hot water for that, but he would have thought it was the best thing ever on the planet.
I don't think anyone would have disagreed with you on that one.
Well, once they saw his face, like, oh, SD version. Quick, turn it off.
Okay.
Turn off. My DVR smoking. My DVR.
Wait a second. I can't bring it up because you know me. I thought there was someone who was more racist than that. Like, they were telling a lot of, like, black jokes and insensitive jokes and stuff about, like, 12 Years a Slave.
Not that I had heard.
Because
I don't remember that.
That popped in my newsfeed, like, 2 days ago, so there's no way I'm going to find it.
Yeah, I don't remember
that. But, like,
that
you
one.
Could just see the faces in the crowd, and it was just a regular joke, but it was obviously not being taken as
no,
one.
No, don't
it's
remember
It's not
that.
As big of a deal as...
It's not on my list.
You
so,
missed some of the preachy ones, too.
Like what? Go ahead,
you
fill
missed,
in.
Patricia Arquette when she won.
Oh, that is in here. You're right. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, because everyone was like...
I think that's just on a different page.
Oh, no. He lost
really?
It.
Really?
No, I have the full quote. It's just on page
okay.
two.
Okay.
Yeah, Patricia Arquette got up and said, quote, "We don't have equal rights for women in America.
That's what it is.
And we don't because the people who wrote the Constitution, it wasn't intended for women. The truth is, even if it sort of feels that there are equal rights in America, right under the surface, there are huge issues that are at play and really do affect women."
And then Meryl Streep was like, yeah!
Yeah.
The sad thing
Meryl
is-
Streep, who's won 8 billion Oscars if, right. and is 170 years old. The Crypt Keeper looks at her and goes, damn! And she's complaining about equal rights for women.
Two things. One is I could also see that her being selfish kind of in lieu of the fact that like men actors get paid twice as much as her for the same leading role. And
well, sure.
watch they're going to get paid more equal pay.
First of all, no one gets paid more than Meryl Streep in a movie. There's no chance.
George Clooney?
No, Meryl Streep, far and away more enjoyable.
I mean, they kept making jokes all night that you have to include Meryl Streep. That
yeah,
she's
Jared
like-
Leto came out and read the 4 nominees for lead actress and said, and by California state law, Meryl Streep, because she's nominated every year.
Yeah.
Now, Meryl Streep, I do agree. There's obviously unequal pay in America, and I don't disagree with that. I do think that the issue is bigger than just saying women should be for men, because that's a gray symbol. That's like saying if Matthew did my job, he should be paid as much as me. well, Matthew shouldn't be paid as much as me, or maybe he should be paid more based on our experience or our education and a number of factors.
On their performance.
Right, yeah. Not their gender.
And generally, statistics-wise, women are paid less than men. That's how you know, there's an issue. Mm-hmm. But you can't go into one industry, into one profession, and say, this girl is paid less than this man who does the same job. Because this man may have negotiated more. Or maybe this man had a master's degree. Yeah. You don't know.
And right. I mean, it goes back to how, like, I mean, this could go into a long debate, but just how women are conditioned to be more submissive and more timid. So, like, yes. When it goes to negotiating a salary, I would be more timid in negotiating that and losing, like, being too greedy or being like, oh, well, we don't want you after
all. And what you just said would be one of the sexist things you could have said. Because if I would have said that, it would have been the end of the world.
Well, but it's just a simple fact, but it goes back to, like, everyone's talking about, like, the gender equality, but you have to start them young. You have to start that young because it gets conditioned so easily.
I agree.
That, yeah. I mean, I can say that at my age, but at the same time, like, I don't care that much.
Well, do you think that you're going to get paid less than, you're in a master's program.
Yeah.
Are there men in that master's program?
Few.
Okay, so do you think you're going to get paid less than them when you go out and get a job?
I think it depends on what field I go into, but it's a high possibility.
What if you go into the same field in the same general area? You think your starting wage will be less than theirs?
Just because of statistics, I'll say yes. It's probably likely.
It's possible. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm a guy who hires people at my job. Mm-hmm. I have women working for me and men working for me, and the salary is the same no matter what the gender is.
Well, and I think that's the thing, is there are bosses who are just like you, all over the world, and then there are bosses who are dumb all over the world.
But this isn't me. This is HR telling me, here's what your salary is, here's what you can negotiate to, and that's it. If they don't fall into this, you can't hire them. And I say, okay. So if I have a $30,000 position and I can negotiate to 32, if someone comes in, I'm going to offer them $30,000, man or woman.
But that not all companies have a large HR program. Not all. I'm just saying.
You know what company we're talking about, right?
What the salary is.
But I'm just saying that, obviously, it's just like anything else. There are people who are racist and there are people who are not. There are people who are sexist and there are people who are not. And it all depends on the job and the
boss. But do you feel like it's running so rampant through our country that we have to talk about it on the Oscars?
I think it's the fact that everyone is becoming political and opinionated, that they're going to make any reason, like any spotlight, a platform.
Well, what happened to just having a, like, what happened to, like, having a sense of humor, like, about the Edward Snowden
thing?
Why is everyone so uptight about everything?
It doesn't make any sense.
All the time they're uptight.
I think a separate but similar is the issue with, like, American Sniper had such a big controversy.
That was another one.
Yeah.
Because of, and then, and, like, everyone was talking about, like, then they brought in the gun control and all the people were
And people
that.
Say that he wasn't a hero. He was a murderer.
And, like, yeah, and I'm just,
you
like,
kidding me?
Exactly. I'm just like, oh, people are dumb.
And I have no connection to the military at all. You have a strong one. I mean, I know this guy.
Eh.
Just because he wears a t-shirt don't mean he's in the military.
That's a good segue, too, because I was talking to my friend.
Program.
And it's so weird that the military has their shit together. Of all the freaking people and entity and companies, they have had equal pay since women have been brought in.
Sure.
They have
Well, that's another issue, like I described, where you have a salary and that's your salary.
Yeah.
And they were the first to accept gay marriage.
Yeah.
They're leading. They're, of all the places to pave the way for our country, it's the fucking military.
Yeah. And yeah. They're, like, quite literally, that? Very often, paving the way for our country.
Yeah.
Shit.
Very literally. Like,
oh, that makes me think of the no leg jokes.
Oh, God.
No. Here not this again.
Here we go.
You didn't have to bring it up.
You didn't, Katrina.
It popped in my head. Everyone else had to be tortured right along with it.
Tortured like that man when he lost his leg.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Mark actually brought that up the other day. He's like, I feel really bad. I was like, no, it's okay.
That's what I love so much about it, is that, first of all, you're marrying the man who would be offended by this.
Who has no
You're
leg.
The first one who make the joke. Then Mark is the second one to make the joke. And he goes, I shouldn't have done that. And then he makes another joke.
And he just kept making them.
That's my love.
It was great.
But yeah.
So I just don't understand why everyone's so uptight, why there's
either.
So much controversy about every freaking thing that's
because
on TV.
We have become a world divided, period. I mean, you look at the politics and there's no mediating. It's all left wing, right wing. We hate each other. Like, period.
It's just so ridiculous.
It's pretty true. Yeah.
No, I agree. And everyone is complaining and no one is actually like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to do something better.
Well, this is what. So this,
I'm going to put my.
I'm going to segue here because that's a great segue. So I want to talk about net neutrality. So tomorrow or today, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, is the day that they vote on whether or not net neutrality becomes a thing or not a thing.
What is it?
Now, net neutrality, it's basically, I'm going to oversimplify it. So I don't want your letters about how this is incorrect. I'm going to oversimplify. Because I'm talking to Katrina, who one time I asked, describe the cloud, and she said the things in the sky.
To be fair, that was purposely mean.
It was,
and you made like a whole thing about it with like five other questions.
Regardless, I'm going to oversimplify it. I do not want your letters. So here's what's up. Basically, it's going to make internet a public utility, okay? Just like Westar Energy provides your internet for this cost everywhere.
Oh, yeah, because there's cities that are doing that.
It's a
like
public...
A citywide.
It's still something you'll have to pay for, but becomes a basic human right, essentially.
Nah.
Just like electricity is.
Eh.
Okay?
I would prefer a roof over
the
citywide
other, the
Wi-Fi.
Other side of this case, which is not neutrality, is... like companies like Comcast, Cox, Time Warner, the big dogs, can pick and choose websites that perform better on their network. So the purpose of this would be to say, Netflix, if you want your site to be delivered as fast as MSN video, you have to pay us X number of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars every year. Because if you don't, we will throttle your website so it's basically unusable.
That's awful.
That's what they're doing. So it leaves companies like Duo, for example, which we survive on the internet. If we're not paying the company an exorbitant fee, our website will be slower than our competitors' websites.
Which means we'll glitch
so
and
it,
skip out.
Well, and it just hurts any company that's trying to start.
Or any company,
anyone who
period.
Doesn't have money. Which is the root of everything else in this country, is anyone with money gets shit.
And I'm totally a fan of capitalism. I'm so Jewish, it hurts people. I'm totally a fan of capitalism. This is just ridiculous.
Well, because capitalism is you can build something up, but this takes away the initial start point anything.
It's capitalism because the corporations, they can do it. Good for them. That's capitalism. Problem is that they're lobbying everyone in D.C. essentially, because all of these people, they're giving shares of Comcast to or luxurious vehicles. This is the things that they do for every vote. But there's these huge titans of industry that control telecom. There's like five of them. It's Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, and Time Warner are like the only ones that even matter in the world. Most of, like 80% of human population uses one of those providers for their internet. And essentially they can control what you look at and how fast you look at it and how much you charge with no regulation whatsoever. And that's what they're voting on tomorrow. Is if that becomes a reality or if the internet stays free and open. Now, Obama's come out and specifically said that the internet should stay free and open, and he's actually convinced several Republicans to join him. So I do think it's going to pass, which, thank God. But at the same time, Jerry Moran, our guy, he's against it, of course. Pat Roberts, he's against it, of course. So our entire state legislature here in Kansas, they probably think still it's a series of tubes. They don't understand what's going on. And then and the thing that really pisses me off is that here locally, something that doesn't matter at all happened. K-State basketball beat KU basketball, and they rushed the court, and some guy body-checked one of the players. It wasn't even that violent. The guy stumbled forward a couple.
I don't think it was intentional.
Well, the guy
was definitely intentional.
The guy was a tiny guy, and the KU basketball player
is huge.
Is 6'5".
Giant basketball player. And I get it was a cheap shot. It was from behind. He didn't see it. I do not condone anything that he did. KU fans for the last 3 days, and just sport fans in general, have been in an uproar about this. Our AD had to apologize. The Big 12 is putting sanctions on us, and
everyone is looking for the kid.
They found him, and they pressed charges. They're gonna charge. It ruined his life basically because the Twitter mafia got so upset about this kid getting hit. And all the while this is happening, there's no outrage about net neutrality. Where things like Twitter, you may have to start paying for, and there will be no alternative because there's no such thing anymore. And it just goes away.
It's because people's not aware of it, and they're not going to read the article about it.
But it's
so ridiculous.
So stupid that they're not aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I don't really get behind causes. This one is so ridiculously important.
Well, that's because that's something that's important to you. Like, I don't scour the internet about news things, or let alone anything about the internet.
That's the thing.
But I have a lot of political clout when it comes to other issues.
But that's
the
thing that kills me the most, is that like things like healthcare. We all have healthcare, but we don't use it every day. It's not a problem until it becomes one. Mm-hmm. This internet thing is going to affect everyone in this room's life every day for the rest of their life.
Because you use the internet every day, multiple times a day.
It's going to eliminate your freedom of choice on the internet because you're no longer going to go to Google because Google will refuse to pay. So you're never going to use Google anymore. Now you're going to use MSN. And your reasoning will be, it'll be inception. You'll think, I'm using MSN because it's faster. What you don't know is that MSN's only faster because the government or because the corporations are making them pay to be faster. And it's going to affect everything you do. And there will be no more mom and pop internet startups because no one will visit them because they'll be too slow. It'll set unfair standards.
It's the same as with any clothing store. You don't have mom and grocery stores. You don't have the mom and pops because they can't afford to stay in business.
Yeah, so we're going to do that to the internet. That's what's being voted on tomorrow.
You know, I get it.
Yeah. And that's crazy that no one's in an
uproar
about
it. But I feel like even like there's some ways that other stores can get into the market. Because if you're a store, there's like a competitive price. Like Dillon's can't jack up the price of their stuff because.
That's also
because
a great point.
Someone else will sell it for cheaper. They'll sell it at the normal cost.
Yeah.
Like if we started selling everything at the KSA Superstore at 20% more, no one would come to us. But that's not going to happen with net neutrality.
Yeah. And that's the free market. That's what she's describing as the free market. Yeah. What you're describing is a Walmart coming in and having it's pricing everyone else out of the market. Yeah. It's a little different. But
it's similar. But
it's similar.
Right.
Yeah, it's exactly
the same concept, just a different avenue.
Yeah.
So it's just incredibly important that this happens. So I want to say it's savetheinternet.com. I don't remember what it is, but if you go there's a form that you could fill out and it will email your state representative. Everyone should go and do that. Absolutely everyone. I mean, I'm going to look it up, make sure it's the right address.
I think it's funny because within the last like 2 weeks.
It's battleforthenet.com. Go there. Battleforthenet.com. That's where you want to go to.
My Facebook within the last 2 weeks alone has become exponentially more political. And it's just crazy how that's like happened overnight.
Well, we should probably take a break. Yeah, let's take a long. We'll do a long one. Okay, talk about what you want to talk about since we're on to politics. And then we'll come back and talk about mine.
No, what I'm going to talk about would be like a whole 10 minutes in of itself.
Let's do it.
But it's essentially the budget cuts within the state of Kansas. And... Really? Really?
I think Matthew just sharted, I think is what just happened. I don't know.
My headphones kept falling back on my head.
You also kind of like rolled your whole... I think you tried to roll your eyes and your whole head rolled.
No.
Well, there's not a lot of brain in there. His skull is just really soggy.
He did do some weird jerk thing over there. I don't know what was happening.
Okay. Long story short, I'm sorry.
We have to be short because we are running out of time.
All the budget cuts within the state of Kansas are affecting children, families with... Children with disabilities, families with disabilities, in order to get services, get transportation, get assistance, people with emotional disabilities, so that, again, is even more when it comes to therapy. Area Agency on Aging, which is my field. I'm going into older adults, as everyone knows. Area Agency on Aging is a national organization, but it has not had an increase in funds for 35 years, and they are still trying to provide food for people, services for people, and assistance.
And I'm guessing their services have grown since then. Like, they are now helping more people than ever.
And you think about the way prices have gone up, and they're still trying to feed people. Like,
sure.
People who are stuck in their homes.
That's a great point.
Shut-ins is what this apparently...
People
not,
who have
no,
jobs, at least every year, get cost
homebound,
of living increases.
Homebound people. Yeah. You know, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they have completely cut it. Like, $500,000. Gone.
And this is just Kansas?
Just Kansas,
okay.
that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And so essentially, I would say when their money runs out in June or July.
That's it.
And you think, I know within where my internship is, I know we serve well over 100 meals to people in their homes.
How often? A month?
Every day.
Whoa! Okay.
Every day.
Because if they're shut in, they don't get out. That's their only way to get food.
Except for the weekends.
Okay.
But I think we kind of double up on Mondays and Fridays or something. So nonetheless, one of the new kids that's local, he's like 20, early 20s. He's like, well, that's okay. The budget cuts, because I think that the government has gotten too into social services, and that needs to go back to churches. And it's just so stupid to me because, one, churches don't have the resources, and churches are not going to do it, and churches are so spread out that, like, they're not going to be able to get to that church.
Well, churches still do that, don't they?
They do it for the homeless, but even they complain about how you've got this church on Monday, the one across town on Tuesday, the one over here on Wednesday, you got nothing for Thursday.
That's a great point.
Friday, you're over here.
Well, and I do think that, like, the church my parents go to, because I go there every once in a while on a Sunday with them, like, I think they provide foods for people who are members of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, exactly. Like, they don't outreach to other people.
There's the added stigmatism. They're like, well, why do you need this?
You don't love Jesus, you starve.
The normal criticism that church people get.
Well, and the thing is, what churches cannot provide everything. Like, what are you going to say? The homeless and aging people when does it stop?
And what's worse is, like, having it at area agencies, it's a central location. People can call and say, this is what I need.
Yeah.
And the last and the biggest issue is the fact that those people are maintaining in their home.
Sure.
Guess what? They're going to be put on Medicaid and they're going to be put into a nursing home. Who's going to pay for that? Where are they going to go? And that's tenfold the amount of money because going into a nursing home is well over $1 million a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, way to smart that one out.
That's the problem. They're not thinking about it.
And
at all.
You can ask that guy how much he tithes, you know, like it's churches don't get any type of money except from their congregation.
It just sucks because
and they're all volunteer. So basically they're doing what you do mm-hmm. for a living.
For free.
For free and with no funding. So it'd be the equivalent of you, listener, going out every day and buying a meal for someone you know is going hungry.
The church
every
literally is putting their whole offering into the food.
Out of your pocket every day buying a meal for someone that you know is hungry.
Years ago in New York for Christmas, one church was trying to do like a food drive or a soup drive, and they got cited because they weren't up to code. They didn't register with the city. So that's going to end up coming later. But my biggest issue on top of it all, and this isn't even political, is me as a Christian, I hate that I'm getting this super conservative Christian wham, like, guess what? No funding for you. No funding for you. And this is going to go back to the churches. And churches don't do shit. They don't have the ability. And it's
the criticism. People don't go to church anymore.
People hate Christians.
They do,
we fucking have, like...
Self-absorbed.
And it goes back to, like, the 1800s in the beginning of social work when it started in the churches. And they didn't do jack shit, which is why it went to the government.
Yeah, the government took over, because they're like, oh, people are still hungry. We should probably do something about that since, you know, it's America and people should probably eat every day in America.
Right.
That is a basic human right.
Yeah, that is.
And so that's my aggravation.
Well, that's just hashtag Kansas.
And then I'm just like, well,
you're not the only
what am I
going to
do for a job
funding?
If you're cutting the funding to my job specifically?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Of course.
Now you notice. I mean, it's easier to notice when it affects you.
Yeah,
but I mean and that's part of human, that's part of, like, just the human condition. We haven't got far enough to care about anyone outside of our immediate family and situations.
And it's become worse because of media. Like, we're stuck on our phones and we're stuck in our own selfish ways.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't pertain to me, I'm not going to know about it. Like the internet. Mm-hmm. I'm not invested in it in that way.
No, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
Shit going on.
You didn't know there's a problem. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Because I'm stuck on Facebook looking at stupid videos one after another.
This black man got a foot shaved into the back of his head. Like, I get you.
That's how that happens.
Yeah.
We're awful, and it's only going to get worse.
All right,
rant.
There you go. So, we get political on this show a lot.
We do.
More than we were supposed to.
Like, but we didn't do this on Life, did we? Like,
You told me we shouldn't.
I do kind of remember that.
Me saying we shouldn't do that?
Yeah.
You just try to yuck it up all the time? Should we go back to that rule?
Nope.
My life isn't funny enough.
We've opened that door.
Yeah, I like this. I like this, like, actual real.
It brings
that we've
out your Jew
rage.
Have
we?
We've grown.
We've grown apart.
We need to take a break because I'm, like, getting a hot flash.
Let's take a break, and we'll wait for Matthew to notice that we're taking a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the internet.
And the energy level is incredibly high, as you can tell from the awesome intro. So, we really ranted in the last segment, so we don't have a lot of time left in the show.
That's what always happens.
We've only got about 12 minutes left total, and we got to take another break. So, essentially...
Did you do your math correctly?
I did. I actually did it right this time.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, go
ahead. It's going to happen. So, I think in this segment, we should talk about the fam. So do you know the names of what I thought were our two biggest fans? You remember their names?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Taylor.
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm. And Victoria comes to mind, but I know that's not
right. Victoria.
It's Taylor and...
Starts with a J. And it's not Jesus.
It's not Jackie either.
Nope, keep going.
Really? Well,
Taylor's actually the only one that matters, because when we first did our episode, okay, our very first episode on the internet back in October,
okay,
she immediately signed up.
Yes, I remember
for
this.
A subscription to our show.
Because you texted her. Because, or tweeted her.
No, I just tweeted in general, I think. I don't know. Either
anyway.
Way. She signed up, and she got a $10 a month subscription to Duo.com, which,
right.
By the way, if you're listening to this, you should do. If only for this show, which is hilarious.
That is true.
Don't listen to any other shows.
Best show on the network.
Especially Colby and Bash. Don't listen to that show.
Nobody is.
It's the worst. So, Taylor signed up for
yes.
to listen specifically to this show. Well,
yes.
Turns out in January, she canceled her subscription.
Why?
So
we're apparently not entertaining enough.
Our fan canceled.
It's just so sad.
Her fandom, I guess.
How can you do that?
I don't even have words.
We're not going to see them now.
Well, first of all, they won't hear anything we're saying because they no longer pay to hear it.
Right.
So we could say anything that we want to them.
Bitch.
Like that, for example. You know.
We can tweet them and say, hey, guess what?
Yeah, we talked about you. We can
say,
name
hey,
this.
You should listen to on the internet and find out what we said about you.
We could name this episode.
Mind. You can't.
This episode's all about you, traitor. No, we can name it that. Mm-hmm. And then send her a link to the episode.
Yeah.
A link that she can't access.
Yeah, a link that she won't be able to listen to. We can make this part the SoundCloud clip and send it out for free. So we put her on blast like that. I mean, it's possible that she just can't afford it anymore, but
it's true.
It's $10 a month.
Because it wasn't that back in like November.
But she
October.
Has,
like I was close.
Yeah. Last that I knew, she worked at Kohl's.
I know she's in college. So,
well,
I feel like you could spare $10. We're better than vodka.
As alcohol.
Whose team are you on?
I was just saying, as a college student, alcohol, paying for a subscription, alcohol subscription.
I just feel
you
like
think
you could pay $10.
You feel like she has a subscription to Netflix?
Probably.
I bet she does.
But isn't that like $5?
No, I think it's $7.99.
My next guess was going to be $8, so.
I mean, that's only $2 less than us. And we're so much more entertaining than Netflix.
We don't have quite the variety in
Katrina,
the
whose side are you on?
Devil's
Cameron,
advocate.
You hear this?
Devil's advocate.
This
just
is the worst.
She's getting fired after this episode.
Yeah, I hope so. We're going to get Marcus J in here.
Good.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Marcus would be great.
No, that is not okay. He's not taking my spot.
We're gonna
remember that time Colby came on the show and Katrina almost killed him?
Yeah, we're going to do that. It's on the internet now with Seth and Marcus.
And Chris.
No, just Seth and Marcus.
And Chris.
No.
I was just going to say and Chris at the end of everything.
It's going to happen. Because you know what? He loves this network. Remember that time you said you were going to do another show? And then you didn't?
I thought about that the other day.
Cameron, quick check on the loyalty alert. How many programs is Marcus currently doing for us?
He's doing two.
Are they on different days?
Totally different days.
You mean he travels here twice a week to do content for us?
Correct.
Oh. Katrina, how many times you travel here?
Does he have a real job that pays? That he can afford to travel all the time?
I mean, I guess technically yes. But you're here anyway, right? Okay. She shook her head just for the record. Let the record show that she nodded in the affirmative. she angrily nodded yes.
It's Katrina. What can you expect
anyway,
from
the
her?
Focus is supposed to be on the Taylor girl that did not...
Well, it was until I realized that the enemy is next to me. The problem is here. You know, she's probably sitting here listening to hear all your complaints. She's like, you know what? I do like vodka better. Screw this. Canceled. Find what happened. No, no response at all. Just
silence.
Just dead eyes.
It's Katrina.
About the yams.
You just gotta go with it.
So... I guess that's it for that, then. But yeah, I will tell Marcus that you watched the movie you said you weren't going to watch.
I watched Pulp Fiction. I did.
Did you watch Reservoir Dogs, too? Just Pulp Fiction?
No, I forgot that one was mentioned.
Reservoir Dogs is the one that I think started the conversation, but Pulp Fiction is better.
Well, but that's where I was listening, and then I popped in and was like, oh, I wasn't listening.
What'd you think of Pulp Fiction?
I wish I'd paid more attention in the beginning. Like, just like the first 30 minutes, because like the last hour I really enjoyed.
Oh, God.
It was just, I should have watched the first 30 minutes. What?
Nothing.
I didn't, it had a slow start.
Sure.
Anyway.
Yep. Okay. Well. Oh, Katrina, you drive me nuts.
That's why you love me.
I don't know if it is.
I can't spell reservoir.
Just.
I think I put an E. I think that E shouldn't be there. I think otherwise I was okay.
I don't know. I can't tell you whether that's right or wrong, to be honest with you.
I'm going to rewrite it to see if it looks better.
I have no clue. I think it's reservoir, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, so that's that. I guess I'll just cross Taylor off the list. We talked about her now.
Big ol' X.
That's it. Also, another political thing you can support, the girl who got naked and masturbated in the Oregon University Public Library. Her trial's on Saturday, and we want to free the nipple, right?
Free the nipple, not free the vag.
I mean, if free the vag is on the table, I also want to free the vag. I would like to free
everything.
Naked. Hashtag free nudity at all times.
So then
free boobs and pot.
So then free the
free
dick.
Boobs badge.
So free the dick.
Yeah, I'll take it out if you take your boobs out.
Off.
That's not the same. I'll take my underwear off.
She didn't really take it off. She just unhooked it.
Okay, I'll pull my underwear halfway down my butt. There. There you go. Equivalent. This girl right here is getting a great view of my butt right now. I can't look at her in the eyes. Yeah, she's covering her eyes. I looked at the live stream. It's really wide, isn't it? It's so wide. It's like looking at Frosty the Snowman. It's ridiculous.
Blinding.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else do you have to talk about?
We have people sign waivers.
Oh, I know, right? You will be eye raped by Seth's naked butt, so sign this waiver.
Someone may be naked.
I don't even know what we were talking about to get on that. Oh, yeah, free the nipple.
Dick.
Free everything. We got to combine the words. We got to combine boobs, vagina, and penis together.
As Shoshana, she did it well in Girls Live.
Oh, yeah, she did. We were just watching that. And
I
it was
forgot
like,
what she said.
But she didn't put it boobs. It was like the dick, vagina, and taint.
It was
something.
A taint, yeah.
I think pussy was in there.
Yeah.
Was it like, I don't remember.
It doesn't matter.
We're not cool enough to remember it.
Nope. So we need to call her up.
All right, well, let's take our final break.
No.
Well, you have something else?
I mean, I always have something else.
She hasn't talked about her 9 illnesses yet.
Well,
so.
I mean, technically.
Oh, no. She needs her pad.
And you
back.
Never told me if I spelled the
and
word
duck
right.
And DuckTales.
I mean, I'm just trying to give us a little time to wrap up.
No, that's fine. I mean, I only had like four other topics.
Well, if you can cover all of them in 5 seconds, we're
ready?
Gonna be good.
Get set, go.
Mark's sister had a baby 3 weeks ago. My cousin had a baby 2 weeks ago. There's really weird how they had two kids that are at the same age, only a few months apart.
Yeah, that is
DuckTales
crazy.
Is coming back, and I watched Kingsman this last weekend.
Oh, how was that?
It was really good.
Was it? You see 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
You made the right choice. Kingsman is supposed to be so much better.
It was great. And
does Samuel Jackson have a British accent in that movie?
He's got a lisp. It's great.
Okay.
He's got a lisp.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. What, Cameron didn't like that transition?
No, you're good.
And I still didn't talk about me being sick, though. But I can't cover that in a second.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be right back.
Video.
Why are you saying video over and over again?
Because I couldn't see myself.
Oh, my God. Is that so important?
Yes, it is. You know
to
this.
Katrina. That's the
my
world's most important issue.
And to be able to see myself, because I'm vain.
Yeah, we know this. Oh, yeah.
Well, then why'd you question
that's
it?
That's part of your charm, Katrina.
Welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's...
On the Internet!
That was much better.
I know. It's because we're done.
We're going to end on a high note. That's great. I'm very happy about that. So, I guess that's it for the show.
Oh, that's a great ending.
Well, we have a little bit of time left.
That's not normal for us.
It's not.
Confusing.
And there's no point in having a little bit of time.
We don't know what to do.
Talk it out anyway.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, so I guess we'll do the full wrap-up and actually talk about the show. And
patented fade out?
No, I like the song.
Okay.
Well, you don't like this song?
That's okay.
She just likes patented fade out better.
It's more fun.
We got to do it at least once an episode.
Let's do a wrap-up about everything we talked about. Not that we ever do that, so it makes no sense. Just like what you're doing with the freaking...
You don't like
volume.
That?
No, not at all.
What if I stop this and play Nyan Cat instead?
This is better.
Anyway, you've been watching or listening to On the Internet. We're live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time, and we'd love it if you could join us. Because there really is no excuse to not join us. Can
it's
you guys
true.
Think of an excuse?
Nope.
Try it.
Nope.
Nope, can't do it. Because it doesn't exist.
Nope.
So, but I guess, I mean, if you're just a jerk, and you don't care that there's no excuse, you
Taylor.
Can always listen to all of our shows on demand anytime at Duo. So
listen
to those things. She can't. There is a $10 a month fee, but we're worth it. And also, there's 16 other shows. Some of them are good. Not Colby and Bash.
We're the best.
I know of at least one good show.
Which one is that?
Real Talk.
You think Real Talk's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the one I listen to.
Of course. Once a month. So anyway, that's our show, really. So we'll see you guys next week. And, I mean...
We'll have more Jew Rage.
I mean, maybe. We'll
probably
will be
talk
here.
About politics again.
We will be here next week, right?
As far as I know.
Don't you think so?
I do not predict another car breaking down.
There is supposed to be a blizzard this weekend, but I don't think it's going to affect
Unless
us
Unless I die driving in the blizzard on Saturday, we'll be here.
Okay. Sounds good. Are you actually, like, working?
Yes, every weekend.
Good luck
all
with
the
that.
Time.
That sucks. I hope Leonidas...
I never have a day off.
You can have Leonidas or the minivan.
Neither. I'll have the work car coming to the car.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a four-wheel drive.
Yeah. It's not.
Well, we'll see you guys all next week, and good night, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Sure.
Bye.
All right.
Goodbye.
See ya.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hoped you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time on the Internet. Logging out now. Goodbye.